Kowloon, Chun Wan, and Wai Ching Task Force. Becky?
Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. We held a meeting on the 18th of January. In this meeting, the members from the Transport Department has actually briefed us on the connectivity at the Tsim Sha Tsui as well as the Hong Kong Harbour Front. We learned that there's the development of a comprehensive pedestrian network in the area to promote walking between destinations within short distances. But basically, our members has realized that this is has not yet been fully implemented and the situation is not yet fully satisfactory. So we want to see the connectivity to be well considered together with walkability. And ground level connections and crossings would be preferred. And if not possible, clear signage and barrier-free access to elevated as well as below ground connections would be very important. And in relation, we noticed that the harbourfront signage scheme has now been implemented, and it would be good to see some of the update about this design and how this is being implemented in Tsim Sha Tsui. And then we have been briefed on the management mode of the Avenue of Stars. So generally, we think this is actually quite a good model, but there have been some concern in relation particularly to the scheme currently, as it is, would not provide sufficient incentive for the manager, so to speak, to improve the area. And there has been suggestions so that there should be key performing indicators as well as to make the management mode, the budget, etc., more transparent to the general public. And there has also been a concern that the current 20-year entrustment period, whether this is too long or not. So that's what we have discussed. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. I mean, I would have thought there must be an opportunity. I'm thinking Avenue of the Stars. I think there must be an opportunity there. I mean, New World are carrying out major redevelopment, and they're going to be looking, I would have thought, to enhance that area of the waterfront as well. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I would just like to supplement that in connection with the improvement works to the Museum of Art, we are going to demolish part of the Salisbury Garden, which is in front of the Museum of Art between the Salisbury Road, to turn it into a public art gallery so as to open up the entrance into the Avenue of Star. Because right now the entrance is very narrow and sometimes cars also go in through that passageway. So that the works will commence in September this year. For completion by the end of this year. And also on your point about liaison with the New World Development, we are already in contact with the New World Development, but their current plan is to complete the renovation work by the year 2016, so that would be sometime down the road. But that they would take the opportunity to upgrade the Avenue of Star by providing more leisure facilities there, as well as alfresco dining facilities.
Because it looks very tired now, doesn't it? If I may put it that way. And that's polite, I think. It looks very tired. Are you going to expand the franchise? Because at the moment they're only allowed to sell trinkets and things, aren't they? I mean, I gather the license is very restrictive.
Well, we can discuss with the management company. The management company comprises various government departments as well as the New World Development. I think that can be negotiable as and when the New World Development company has come up with a development plan, for what they call a remodeling plan for their future development at Tsim Sha Tsui.
We might, I mean, as commission, we might want to take some initiative on that, just for thought, rather than waiting for New World. And just before. Any comments from members on the report? Thank you.